He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Today, we are coming to you live and, of course, in color from Exhibit FX, and they are located in Tempe, Arizona. And we are here today shooting the Gadget Professor show live. It's actually being streamed out as I speak. We have some cool stuff for you today. And actually today, Virgin Mobile had an announcement about a new phone service that's going to cost you $1 for a full year service of unlimited calls and unlimited data. We'll get to that in a second. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are viewed in 172 countries around the world, and I have you to thank for that. Today we have a very cool gadget. It was a little shocking to me. We'll take a close-up of it right now on camera two. And this is actually called the NewNet Universal 4-in-1 Camera Kit. This actually consists of a 10x optical zoom lens, a fisheye lens, a wide-angle lens, and a macro lens, and these all hook on via a universal clip. And it also comes with a microfiber cleaning cloth and bag. That's right. And this will pretty much fit on any smartphone or tablet that you have. And let's actually take a look at it. As you can see, the close-up here, we have a bunch of lenses here. And I'm actually going to fold this down a little bit. And I have a bunch of cameras here. I'm going to reach over, and I'm going to pull up the clip. And I'm actually going to take the telephoto lens. And I'm assuming I'm back on camera one. So this is how it works. It comes in a little box like so. And I got to tell you, the box is as cheesy as they come. I can't imagine anything more cheesy. This is it. And the thing that's a killer on it, and it's kind of funny. I don't know if you can see it, but it says, good product on the top of the box. And it's not the name of the product. And I don't know where this comes from. I'm sure China or somewhere where they don't have a command of the English language. Maybe it comes from the United States. I don't know. But, you know, when I got it, I went like, oh, God, you got to be kidding me. Any event, let's take a review of it. It was pretty interesting. So the main piece is this, and it's a clamp, as you can see, and they have a little thumb screw on the back of it. And then they have a little a lens screw holder, if you will, right here. And right off the bat, I'm saying this thing is weird because this moves. And I'm saying, geez, if it gets on the phone and it moves, it's going to be pretty weird because the lens, yeah, we'll take a look at it. So in any event, here's my phone. And I am going to take this. And as you can see, I don't have to even take the case off. I'm going to clamp it to the phone. Now, what you got to do is you got to make sure you see the lens. And you want to put that as close to center as you can. And I am going to slide the ring up, and that's the key to it right there. That ring slides up and down so you can match it where your lens is on your particular tablet or smartphone. So I'm about right there. And again, these things aren't intricate optical high-fashioned instruments. They're basically a piece of glass. So Mike's actually going to run out. I'm okay on camera one for a while. So what we're gonna do here is actually take the lens and screw it into this holder. Before you do that, you make sure that you tighten down this thumb screw right here, like so. And that puts back pressure on the front of the clamp, so it's not gonna move, like so. So that is essentially locked in. Now, one thing you gotta be real careful of, you wanna try to get the center of this brass piece in the center of where your lens is. If it's off center, you're going to have some issues focusing. So I'm going to run that around by hand until it's pretty much in the center. And now I'm going to tighten this down for the last time, making sure that I don't move that copper hole, if you will, this thread, off-center of the lens. That's very important. So now it's tight, it's not moving, it's locked in position. And now what you simply do is take the lenses that are provided. And this one is the 10x optical zoom lens. This is what it looks like. It doesn't pull out or move in. It's stationary. Now, I have to tell you, and again, this is an honest review, this came with the lens cap here and the lens cap here. As soon as I took it out of the box, I went to pull the lens cap off, and in fact, I pulled everything off. Now, Mike, I don't know if you can take a close-up of this particular barrel here, but when I pulled the lens off, the housing off, it exposed the entire plastic casing, which has grease on it, and it's a mess. So I pulled off the barrel, and actually the lens itself, the cap that goes on the lens. Let's take a look over here. So again, this whole piece came off, which it's definitely not supposed to. So I just slid this back on. There's no way to lock it in position. And then the actual filter barrel head, if you will, it doesn't even screw on. There's screw threads in it, but it's just a hunk of junk, to be honest with you. I'm just letting it rest there. I'm sure if I went like that, I could fling it to the camera. But for the time being, sorry about that. I have so many cameras here, I don't know where I am. That's nothing new. So it's very extremely poorly made, trust me. That said, I pushed this back on, and now if this were all in one piece, and look, I could have got a bad lens. I'm going to send it back, and let's continue with the review, but you need to know it's not well made, okay? This now will screw into the thread here, and now this will give me a 10x optical zoom. So again, this can be put on to the iPad, any tablet that you have, any smartphone. And it's a clever way of adapting an optical lens, which is basically a piece of glass, onto pretty much any smartphone or facsimile thereof, which is kind of clever, and it actually works. Now all you have to do is go into your phone and put it on camera, or your tablet, and put it on camera. So I will show you some samples of this in a minute, actually using my iPad, and we'll take a look at that in a second. So here's your telephoto lens, and now let's say that you want to go to the next lens. So I unscrew that, and I'll put that down. In theory, I should put the caps on it, but I'm not going to. And let me get the next lens here. All right, so the next lens that I'm going to use is the telephoto lens. And this is the fisheye lens. And fisheye, essentially what the fisheye effect is, you have all seen it. It's like looking through a goldfish bowl. That's what it is. So now I'm going to take this lens. I don't have to touch this mount anymore because it's already been tightened down, and I'm just changing lenses via the thread. So I'm going to screw this on as such. And when I look through my camera, and I'll actually do it, I'll show you what it looks like live, but you're actually able to see the fisheye lens effect. Now, whether you see it through this camera, because my camera's way back, but this is live, folks, this is live, so I don't know if we can see the effect of that, but that's what the fisheye looks like. So now, while I'm live, I'm going to unscrew that. I know you're all getting nauseous, that's okay. And now I'm going to actually change the lens to a macro lens, and that would be this one here. Now, the truth of the matter is, and this is where it gets kind of interesting, and I don't have a problem with it. This lens, and I try to go to camera one again on a close-up, or camera two, whichever camera you want me on, Mike, there's two lenses here, so I'm going to unscrew this lens, take away the first piece of the lens, and now I'm left with one last lens, and this is a macro lens, and this will get you down to about a half inch. You actually can hold the camera a half inch from the subject matter and take a photograph. So this is two lenses built into one, and there you have the four lenses. The wide angle and the macro are paired together. You have the fisheye lens, and of course we have the wonderful telephoto lens, 10x optical zoom lens. So let's take a look on the iPad right now, and we'll see what the photos actually look like. So Mike, you're going to go to camera three, and I'm going to actually walk over here and show you what these look like. There is a fisheye lens, and you can kind of see the that round ball effect, and this is taken actually with the iPad. There's another fisheye effect, and if you look over here, you can see that goldfish bowl kind of look there. And here's another one. And yet another one, it looks like an eight ball, a cue ball. And it does a reasonably good job, I have to tell you. The photograph is very interesting. Definitely see the fisheye effect. And the optics on it, the quality of the photograph, is actually quite good. If we blow this up, I can see the cables that we use to connect up real well. So the truth of the matter is, so far, at least on the fisheye lens, it's doing a respectable job. I really can't complain about it. And where do you see the price of this? So these are a bunch of fisheye shots that we took. That's a great fisheye shot. The further away you are from the subject, the actual better it's going to look. All right. And there's one from real far back. And now we're at the wide-angle lens. So again, the quality of the photo is I hate to say impressive, but it's really not too bad. I mean, it's definitely usable, and it looks pretty good. So there's your wide-angle lens shot. There's another wide-angle lens. And again, if I blow these up, I get great detail out of these. And really, it's a piece of glass. Let's continue on there. And now we're going to come up to the close-up lens, which is right there, and that's off a business card. So I actually came in with the real close-up. There's the business card, and as you can see, I'm really close up on the type on that, and it's quite clear, and I can actually see the dots, the pixelation from the printing of the card with the close-up lens. So it's pretty impressive. Now, these were a couple close-up shots that we did, and they look out of focus, but this is actually the grill on my microphone. Let's go back here. And again, it's out of focus, and the reason it's out of focus is because the macro gets so close, down to a half inch. They actually need a tripod. You actually need something to steady the iPad in your hand or your camera, because any vibration whatsoever is magnified to the point where you're going to get camera shakes. So again, the macro works pretty good. If we go back to the business card, I was able to rest my elbow on the edge of the table so I can shoot that. But over here, I was holding the camera freehand, and no matter how hard I tried, I just couldn't get it stable. But again, it's pretty decent. And then here we have another wide angle shot. And here's an interesting photo. This is taken with the normal lens on my camera. And now we're going to use the close-up lens. And look at that. So right there is what we're photographing. And that's it close up. So in general, we'll go back to camera one right now. So in general, the quality of the lenses are not bad at all. Now, you know, this is all dependent upon price. So if you take a look at the website right now, and we go up on the Amazon, this actually costs $17.99 with free shipping. So, you know, you're not paying a lot, and you're certainly adding some variations photographically to your smartphone or your tablet. There's no question about it. The mount is clever enough. It doesn't slip. It does the job. The threads on the actual lenses are okay. The lenses clearly do a great job. Now, again, remember, this is $17.99. We'll call it 18 bucks. It's 18 bucks, so you're not paying a lot of money for it. On the other hand, you know, I would at least expect the build not to just come apart like that. I mean, that's horrible. So let's just say I got a bad piece of lens. I am going to send this back. I bought it on Amazon. And you know what? For 18 bucks, I'm probably going to reorder it. And I'll try it again. And we'll see how it works. So there you have it. I get a lot of requests about these types of lenses. Do they work? Do they not work? Whatever the case may be. This particular set of lenses works well. And for 18 bucks, for four different lenses, it's not a bad deal. It really isn't. So I'm going to send this back. We'll see what the new one looks like. All right. If you would like to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I do answer all my email. Just email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. All right, some raging news today. This is kind of crazy. Virgin Mobile now lets you bring your own iPhone to Virgin Mobile and get a year's service, including unlimited calls, unlimited data for a buck. Yeah. Are there any caveats, any things that you got to watch out about? Yes, there is. At the end of the year, after you pay your dollar and get free data, unlimited free data, and get unlimited calls, you will pay the regular price of $50 per month. So you will get a year for a buck. And unlimited data, unlimited calls, not bad, not bad. You don't have a contract, so at the end of the year, if you remember, you can cancel your service and walk away. Not a bad deal. And I don't know how long this will be around. Right now, it looks like it's going to be over at August 31st. So if you're watching the episode today on the 24th and you want this deal, you better hustle in. You also can buy phones there. They have iPhones on sale, if you will. The only thing about buying the iPhone from Virgin Mobile is it's locked. The pricing is probably in line with Verizon or AT&T or any of the other major carriers. But if you want to take your phone, and if you're not in contract with any of the other big boys, and go to Virgin Mobile, you can do that. Now, I'm pretty sure that they use Sprint for their connectivity. And in my opinion, I know I'm going to get hate mail, but you know, out of the bunch of them, Sprint's probably the worst in terms of coverage. So you definitely want to make sure that Sprint's coverage is at least included in the area that you frequent or live in. Otherwise, you're not going to be a happy camper. But this is an extraordinary deal, and Richard Branson once again comes through. And the kicker of this is if you sign up for this phone, you get to partake in Virgin Atlantic rewards, which as I'm reading up on this, you can fly to Europe. The second person flies free. Yeah. So if you buy one round trip on Virgin Atlantic from, let's say, United States to Europe, to London or to Europe, anywhere there, you pay for your ticket. And the second person just pays the taxes and all that kind of stuff. You can't lose on that deal. And there were a bunch of other things, additional things that they threw in. So check it out. Go to virginmobile.com and see what the deal is. As an aside note, I actually had the pleasure of meeting Richard Branson when I was doing some work up in Canada. And I must tell you, he's an absolutely delightful man. He couldn't have been any more personable. We were in Toronto. Actually, Mike was with me. And we had done a lot of work for Penn Equity Company. And they have a monster skyscraper. And we actually put the digital signage in at that building at Yonge and Dundas Square in Toronto. And Richard Branson did a publicity stunt, I'm not kidding you, where he actually took a wire and they put the high-tension wire up on the top of the skyscraper that we were on. That's where the digital signage was. And they led the cable, not a wire, the cable all the way down to a truck. And I don't know, how many thousand feet was that, Mike? Do you remember? How many? It was eight-story building. Maybe more. I think it was 12-story. Yeah. Because I remember there was never any eighth floor. Okay, so I went from the top of a 12-story building and they slanted the wire down on the back of a pickup truck. And, I mean, it was crazy. And they made it taut and they tested it out. And then Branson puts on this this gear a cable harness, and it was on a pulley. And he went, whoa, all the way down into the back of the truck. And it was a cheesy stunt, but he did it. I wouldn't do it. But we met him at the top of the roof as he was getting dressed up because we had the keys to the gate on the top of the roof where the digital signage was. And before the stunt, he just came up to us. How you doing? What's your name? Where are you from? And he was just a really nice guy. It was just kind of neat. I was actually shocked, but he couldn't have been any more personable and just a real sweet man. Okay, I hope he's watching this. Probably not. Anyway, a couple months ago, I was doing a testing out of this Sony PlayStation View. And, you know, I've been holding off before I make any comments on it. So I did the free trial, and I tested it out from stem to stern. I looked at every channel. And I got to tell you, for the money, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I really have had zero problems with it. The streaming was clean. It was immediate. I was able to record. And for the $39.99 a month, you got some pretty decent channels. So I actually recommend it if you want to cut the cable. The thing that you have to do is you have to go on their site, and they have four plans. They have the Access plan, the Core, the Elite, and the Ultra. I don't know, for $74 a month, the Ultra, I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know. In order for you to assess whether it's worth it for you, you have to go in, you have to click on the details, and you have to go in, put your zip code in, and it will tell you the actual stations that will be carried by this particular service. And if you see that most of what you watch is there, for $40 a month, you're able to stream it on any device. So if you're home or somewhere else and you want to watch something on TV or record it, this will do it for you. So it very well may be an option for you. Now, there are other places that you could stream free movies. And this site is becoming very, very popular. It's called Tubi TV, T-U-B-I TV, Tubi, or not Tubi TV. And this is totally free. And they have a lot of stuff on here, popular movies that you could stream, and there's just absolutely no charge. So if you're going berserk one night and you don't want to pay for a movie, or you don't want to go out to the movie, put on this TubiTV.com, and you'll find a ton of stuff. And I started to watch a movie to check out the quality of it. I watched the movie Wild Card, and I stopped it after 10 minutes. And now it actually shows me that I watched that, and I can resume from where I left off. So there is a ton of content here. You're able to browse and look at the selection of content that you have. This is all totally free. I am sure that you can find at least one or two movies to watch, and the genres are pretty much endless, even foreign films. So check this out. It's called Tubi TV, 100% freebie. Other places that you can go to, YouTube is finally having their own channel. They're going to make live TV available for you. You can try it out for free. They have a $35 a month subscription fee, and they're pushing this. I did try it for free. Again, the quality is as good as anybody else's. It really works. What it boils down to is, do they have what you want to want? Do they have the content that you're going to want to watch? What's nice about this is it comes with six accounts, so you can share it with family, roommates, or anyone in your household. Everyone gets their own login and personal DVD library, so you can record of this. Very, very nicely laid out. Just not a lot of content. You could add on different networks, and again, you have to determine if it's worth it based on what it is that you watch, what your watching habits are. Of course, you can go to Crackle. Crackle's been around for quite some time now, totally free, a ton of content. And I got to tell you, if you end up with three or four or five sites, free movie sites like this Tubi TV, the Crackle, so on and so forth, you're going to find that you're able to view things that are decent and worthwhile watching and not spend a lot of money. Now, if you're really interested in cutting the cord, you can go to cordcutting.com. And they frequently have articles about what's available technology-wise and also streaming-wise that will save you money and allow you to cut the cord. Relatively good site. This week they have an article on the best free Roku channels, which I found very interesting. And right off the bat, they recommend Crackle, iHeartRadio, Livestream, NewsOn, Very Good, Pandora, PBS, Pluto TV, like few other channels on the list. Pluto TV is a free ad-supported content streaming service, but Pluto is very different from Crackle or Tubi TV. Instead of providing on-demand streaming, Pluto offers live TV like the Sling TV does. So you can actually watch live TV channels on this Pluto channel. So check that out. Popcorn Flix has been around forever, so on and so forth. But if you want some interesting information on what's available out there, check out this cordcutting.com page. It's pretty good. Now, speaking of channels, I came across this channel actually at a friend's house this week. And I got to tell you, it's one of the coolest channels I have ever seen, certainly in the last 10 years. It's called AWE, A Wealth of Entertainment. I am on Cox Communication Cable in Arizona. They don't even offer the channel. The last I checked, it was available on CenturyLink and also on Dish Network. DirecTV, I'm sorry, DirecTV, I think it's called. It's available on that network. And they had some great, great stuff. 1080p, it might have even been 4K. But the quality of the video, the quality of the content was 10 stars out of 10. As I said, it was the best TV channel that I have seen in years and years and years. I really liked it. I wish I could get the channel. It was that good. And I don't watch a lot of TV. I just don't. But they have this one channel, one program on Dream Cruises. It's a series. It was fantastic. They did a little cruise to Cuba. And as you know, I had been there recently. And they did a fantastic job. The fact that I was there and saw it on TV, I was able to see, you know, what kind of a job they did. And it was great. They had a lot of animal shows. The quality is as good, if not better, than National Geographic or Animal World. So if you get the opportunity to check the channel out, AWE, I actually love it. I did find out that it's available on the Roku box. Yeah. And I think it's $3 a month. So if you have the Roku and you want to check it out, I think there's a free test drive of it for a couple days. But it's $3 a month to get this AWE channel. And I think I'm going to actually do it. It was that good. If you don't like it, you can cancel it any time. But it was very cool. All right, let's get to some apps of the day here before we wrap it up. This is on iTunes. This is totally free. Your kids are going to love this. It's Green Riding Hood, a relatively new entry into the app world, if you will. But it's Grandma's Yoga exercise set is added through an in-app purchase. Not that you're going to use that, but Green Riding Hood is a warm welcome to all kids to dance at her dance lesson. And you can buy some content if you want. But it's very well done. It's actually a fairy tale. And what's cool about it is you can click on different characters and it will actually have those characters do their thing. So it's kind of a clever app. Very interesting. It's free for the most part to download. But you can pay for add-ons if you so desire them. You don't have to. The next app is the best, hands down, the best weather app out there. I don't know what it is with weather apps, but I get at least one email a week on what's the best weather app. The best weather app is Today's Weather, in my opinion. It will do forecast, radar, severe weather alerts. It's a very easy app to use. It doesn't take up much resources on your phone. And if you just want an all-purpose app that gives you very detailed weather forecast for the specific area that you're in, this is at least a contender to check out. Another app, Clippy Cam. This is act, dance, lip sync, and create your own music video. This is a gas, and this is free. So Clippy Cam is the coolest way to share photos and videos with friends. No need to add boring text anymore. Just record the video of yourself directly into the phone and share your videos. Record a video of yourself on top of photos and videos as pictured, as using the effect of picture-in-picture. Very cool app. You will love this app, and you know what? If your kids are bored, they will love this app, especially if they have some friends over. This is a must-load app. It's totally free. Clippy Cam. Clippy Cam. Next, moving right along, we have an app called Stellar. This is great to create stories with videos, photos, and text. I am going to be creating a series of videos on Cuba. I have about 5,000 photographs and about 100 hours. Let me back up. 100 clips of video, and I think you're really going to like this app. This is free. It's so good they could be charging for it, but it's the easiest way to discover, create, and share incredible stories that you create with using photos, videos, and text. Very nice app, very well done, very easy to use, and I think you will like it. Now, for all you dudes, for you men and women out there who think you could sing, but everybody knows you really can't. Vanadu is an app that's going to help you learn to sing along and do karaoke. Yep, it's going to give you daily singing exercises. So if you think you got a set of lungs, of chops that allows you to sing well, this will tell you when you're on key, when you're off key, and it will help you sing better. So for all you people who sing in the shower and give me a headache, this app is for you, so try it out and let me know how you make out. Now, a lot of people, you know, will search the internet for a particular app. So if you wanted a calendar app, you might put in best calendar app. And people know that this is how you search. So there are apps out there. Actually, I don't need this anymore. There are apps out there that work well, and there are apps out there that don't work well. So you got to be careful. I put in best streaming apps. That's what I searched on. And it came back with a variety of selections. And one of the selection was the 25, hands down, the 25 best streaming movie sites available. So that's pretty cool. And I'm trying to do some research so I can report to you what's good and what's bad. So I clicked on the site, and they had the 25 listed, no question about it. And there was one that I never heard of, the first one. I said, oh, what's this? And I clicked on it, and immediately it said, your computer is infected. You must immediately call this number to get yourself out of trouble. And no matter what I clicked on, I couldn't get that off the screen. I couldn't do anything. My machine was frozen. So the typical thing to do is to panic, which is probably the right thing to do. The typical thing to do is say, oh, my God, I've been infected. And then the third thing you think of is, oh, my God, do I have ransomware? Well, my machines are pretty well locked down, and I've seen this 100 times, so I didn't panic, and I just kind of laughed because these people aren't stupid. They knew that someone would be searching on the best video streaming sites or the best movie streaming sites out there, and it had a title that said, you know, hands down the best 25, so naturally you're going to click on it. So once you click on that and then you click on the content, your computer is immediately infected. And some people are, you know, scared enough or stupid enough or just don't know, and they'll call that number and they'll get fleeced. I mean, you will spend some serious cash. So the way to do that, and the best way to do that, is to, at least I'm on a Windows system, so you hit Control-Alt-Delete, you go into your Task Manager, and I happen to be using Firefox Mozilla. And I just erased it. I just canceled it out, and then I uninstalled it from my computer. Because what happens is if you turn your computer off and turn it back on, it actually overtakes Mozilla Firefox. It actually, that virus actually overtakes it, and it will constantly say you're infected, and you're really not. So you got to be real careful of how you search and what you click on. And if you're not really experienced in locking down your machine for viruses, malware, all those nasty types of things, you can get yourself into some serious trouble. Now, tomorrow, I have a friend of mine who is in exactly that situation, and they don't know how to get out of it. So their computer is still on. They turned off their speakers because it constantly says, your computer has been infected. So they're freaking out. So I just told them to leave it the way it is. And I will go over there tomorrow and I will fix their machine. So, you know, you got to know what you're doing. Be very careful what you click on. If you don't know or are not sure, it is my recommendation, without question, not to click on anything that you're not sure of. And that includes websites. That definitely includes any email that you get, because they could definitely be infected and do some serious harm to you. So you always want to have virus protection on your machine. You want to have malware protection on your machine. And I've recommended probably 20 programs over the last 7 years that will do that. And hopefully you'll follow those instructions. If you want some advice or my recommendations on that, just email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will give you recommendations. I do like Avast, A-V-A-S-T. They do have a free version, and that will work well. And I do like Malwarebytes. That's an excellent, excellent program also that is 100% free. And that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Professor? That will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I will see everyone next week. So long.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on the Gadget Professor or would like to appear on the Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.